All right, well, for the long night, I'm here with my friends Scott and Tom.
What's going on?
Yes, Matt doesn't want to talk about his favorite
sport. No, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that game.
Yeah. Hey, before we get started on our topic and before we make fun of Matt anymore, what's going on with our this t-shirt thing?
Oh, that they
this
are
a big announcement, ladies and gentlemen.
They are the t-shirts have been delivered, and yeah. My wife has done the design and has printed off a proof for the heat press that I think is going to work, and we should have them for Sunday.
Wow.
We are going to have actual fourth and long gear.
That is going to be... I feel that.
No. I will not fall for that again.
Again, right?
Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, shame on me.
Feel that.
It was my heart. What did you think it was?
Was it?
Yeah,
I bet it was.
I bet it was. I thought you could cut glass.
I had a little flutter there.
Flutter?
Yeah. My heart fluttering.
It's going to have our the FNL logo on like the front and then that picture that I sent to everybody on the back.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be that's going to be awesome.
Yep.
In red?
No, they're white shirts.
Okay. Oh, that's fine too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't realize she had actually ordered the shirts before I got everybody's sizes, so we're all getting 2Xs, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. For the style of shirt they are, I think it'll be good. So.
Okay.
I would say some shirts are a little small.
Yeah.
Especially if they come over by boat from certain countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Just wash them in cold water a few times. It'll be fine.
Yeah. But no, that we should have them for Sunday, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome, man.
It is cool. Yes.
Well, tell her thank you.
Yes.
On behalf of Fourth and Long.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. No, I...
And are they going to be available for sale?
Could be. If our fan.
You're going to...
For our fan?
Yeah.
I'm not using plural. I'm not using plural on that.
He's going to...
I am assuming you're just going to give your mom...
Well, so, no, she didn't listen. So I tell her not to listen.
Then we're out of fan.
No.
The fan.
You mean my
gone.
Son. Okay, my son won.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha, okay.
Ever since he moved to Belton, he's been listening a lot more, even because he listens driving to and from work.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Poor him.
Yes. You've met him, you know. Although I think he might be joining us on Sunday.
Good.
And my... youngest is going to be joining us on Sunday, too.
Right on.
She's coming back from K-State to watch the game with us. So.
Excellent. Excellent.
So,
yeah.
So I can get my K-State jokes in then, right?
Go for it. Do it.
Your whole one?
No, I got more.
This guy's mostly to do with just national titles.
Oh, no. They got beautiful chickens there.
We're going to leave this up to you. Don't pull us in.
Yeah.
Don't scare his
I'm
daughter.
Not gonna,
okay. No. You. Yeah, no, you're not going to scare her.
I doubt that.
You're not.
Hey, little girl, they got beautiful chickens in Kansas State.
Well, she's...
What the
over
fuck
you.
Is wrong
She's
with you?
5'11".
Yeah. See? It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Dad, who's the creeper?
Which one? You're going to have to be more specific.
Shit, Matt's here. God, I didn't realize.
Wait, Scott or Roger, which one?
Idiot.
It was a good one. All right, this is your topic.
Well, it's our topic because we discussed this a little bit last night.
Yeah,
Roger and I did. So, I thought you raised some more funny points than like
good points.
Good points, but they were points nonetheless.
They were jabs. funny.
So I guess how I'll draw this out then is Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, how about that?
Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm
fully on board.
I am on board.
Fork over your $400 tomorrow to watch him.
400?
Yeah, 400.
No. Whatever it is.
Yeah, to do what? I am all for it. I think it was a good thing.
You mean the stadium?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. See, he's already...
Yeah, I know.
He's already shot.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. He shot his wad before the camera was on.
I got medication for that. Yeah. No, I think I liked it.
I'm thrilled, floored.
I like it. I was hearing some more about how the contract is structured. It's minimum of 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Potential of up to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has an option to start opting out after the...
4 year player options.
Yeah, after 7, 8, 9?
Something like that.
Something like that. So,
mm-hmm.
No, I mean, and it's... Which means the Royals have him until he's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's pretty awesome.
The team has sucked during that time frame. We can still kind of...
It's still a friendly enough deal that he would be tradable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's a win.
Well, and if the vision doesn't work too, mm-hmm. from his standpoint, then he can be like, you guys could easily trade me.
Let's make this happen. Yeah. You know. No, I think it's a win for the organization. I really do. It's nice to see some effort this offseason. They've made a couple of signings and done some stuff, and so it's nice to see some effort.
We'll probably climb down this ladder eventually, but I was watching a national guy.
Was that before or after we put the rope around?
Yeah, I know. But no, I was watching a national guy talking about the whole Oakland A's debacle. That's why I'm saying we'll probably climb down that ladder later. But he's like, this is, ladies and gentlemen, the only good thing that we can talk about in baseball right now is Bobby Witt Jr.'s new contract with the Royals. Done.
I think it's amazing that that's the biggest news. Well, and then...
No, it's not the biggest news, but it's the...
Best news.
Best news.
Yeah.
In terms
and
of
then,
a good thing.
Who signed last night?
With the Dodgers?
Yeah. No. Was it the
Somebody Dodgers? Resigned with the Dodgers.
I
didn't think it was the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody else.
Did Soler get signed up? Is that who you might be talking about too? Because he was kind of fluttering around there, and I'm not sure what became of him.
Because it was kind of a weird timing, because it was almost like right after
Bobby.
Right after Bobby, it was like, holy, Altuve.
Oh, yes, he signed
an extension. He signed an extension with the Astros.
Oh, with Houston. Okay.
Yeah, the Cheaters staying with the Cheaters.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's right. I did remember.
Not monumental news, but news.
Yeah.
That is good. So, yeah. So, you liked it?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Tom, I liked it. Roger, where do you stand with it?
I'm fine with it. I think it's... I like it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for the organization. It really is.
My deal is, like, I don't... For the Royals, like, as much as I hate them, I don't think the deal is bad.
Rolandis Chapman signed with the Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a few weeks ago.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. I can't say, like... Look, it's big because it's the first time in franchise history that the Royals have really committed to a player, at least recently, I should say, in such a long-term deal.
Side Salvi.
Yeah, but not as much money, though.
No, true. This is the biggest contract in team history.
Yeah. I'm talking about years and money, so. But, also... I get it. He's a superstar. Or going to be. There it is.
In August and September.
Yeah.
God.
He said that before.
He is not fucking Mondesi, goddammit.
Yeah. So, but that hasn't always been my problem with the Royals. It's been all this other stuff. And not the stadium. It's you guys keep guys too long. You don't get rid of them when you should. And now we're under new management, so we'll see if that trend continues. So far, it hasn't. But until it translates, so just onto the field and stuff, though, I mean, we'll see.
Yes, you are correct.
But so far, I like it.
You are correct about on the field, because that is...
You can sign whoever.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares who you signed?
Yeah.
Bring George Brett back. I don't care. what's it going to mean on the field?
Yeah.
But...
Am I going to see...
A lot of the things that you have complained about in the past with the Royals, and they were justified. I'm not saying that you're wrong with the Dayton Moore stuff. It feels like Piccolo is not doing that.
No, it does not.
Here's where it gets, and I think all of us have been a little bit at fault on this. It may not have happened when we wanted it to. The timing has been janky on it. We're sitting around going, by God, they need to sign Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term contract, and or trading, whatever. And they didn't do it when we thought they should have. Then they did. And I was like, oh, shit. All right. Well, they need to sign some guys in the offseason or else this is just shit. Well, they did. It just took a little bit...
Longer
than what we wanted it to.
Yeah.
And so, everything that all three of us have bitched about at some point in time, Piccolo has delivered on in terms of shutting us up.
There's still so one thing.
The wins. And this is where I hope you buckle up a little bit, because it's not going to happen this year.
Probably not. And look, I'm not saying the Royals got... But for the love of God, do we have to suck the last?
I would predict now we will have less than 100 losses. That's only a 6-game improvement.
Which, at this point, I will take.
I will take it, too.
Because I think just Waka is probably enough to avoid 106 losses.
I think Waka and Lugo can get us down to, hopefully, 95.
Well, and Matt and I discussed this the other day as well. And then you and I did, too, Roger. With the Royals... Our expectations have been lowered, obviously. But let's not lower them to the point where it's like we are now waiting for football season to start back up again in May.
May, yeah.
Can we at least make it to
July?
The spring? Summer camps.
For the
Chiefs football.
Football.
Can we at least make it there before we start going, oh, thank God, at least football's here? As opposed to, God, how much longer?
We still got another 2 months.
Fuck. Yeah. That's all I'm asking for at this point.
Yeah.
And you brought up something that I thought was hilarious. And it's going into the stadium now.
Mm.
Is this edge people more towards... Okay, we'll get you a stadium.
Well, yeah, that's why they did it. I mean, let's be honest. Why now, out of the last 5 years, are they deciding to spend money to woo Waka and lock down Bobby Witt? It's because, nobody's wanting to give us a stadium. Yeah.
And what'd you say, Roger?
I don't remember what I said.
Oh, goddamn.
What was my point? I think I remember. Oh, yeah, motherfuckers, at least you got $300 million now, don't you?
Yeah, if you got that much money to spend on this guy, then you can fucking spend him on a fucking stadium. No, that's not the point.
But you know it's gonna be.
Can tell you. Gosh, can tell you're from Johnson County.
I know.
Not really. But
it's
okay.
Like the poor guy is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. You spend no money. He does not pay Bobby Witt to do anything. Well, you cheap bastard, what makes you think I'm going to spend money on you to fucking give you a stadium
yeah.
so you can just throw out a bunch of cheap bastards to play baseball? Fuck that. Vote no. Then he goes out and blows a bunch of money. Well, apparently you got plenty of money for a new stadium. Roger.
No, I said that's what the narrative will be.
I know. But you brought it up. I hadn't heard it until you said it.
Oh, I thought
so. I'm blaming you.
I thought it was funny.
I did too. But you know, like, God damn, man.
But
there is no pleasing your ass.
Oh, well, there is. It's called winning.
Yes,
winning solves all of it. And
it does. And at the bottom of the, at the end of the day, you that is true. Whether you spent $300 million to buy players. Or you spend a nickel.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But what has continued for the last close to a decade since the...
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years of just suck. Yeah, we're not... No. We're not going to allow you to just keep sucking. And we're going to spend money on you just to allow you to suck. So, I mean, that's just, and I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, winning is all that matters, because there is right. more to that, but some of it is, you guys have been the worst in history of not just baseball, but this franchise for some time too, but in certain areas. I mean, we've had more losing seasons, but like,
what I want to, hopefully by the end of this podcast... Yeah. Convince you of is that it's not the same old, same old.
No, and I don't think it is.
That John Sherman is not David Glass and he's just going to be a cheap miser that's not going to spend any money until all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, we can win and spend money?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I don't want you to think that J.J. Piccolo is the spitting image of Dayton Moore either.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to, even though it did make me wonder.
It was very dicey at first. His first three moves, you're like...
But we are seeing now that both guys aren't their formers.
No, they're not.
And the worst thing of it is it may not make a difference. It still may lose hundreds of games. And
yeah. Have the same...
Yeah.
The outcome's going to be the same. We just went a different way about it.
We just did a different way, yeah. Yeah.
And
certainly hope that doesn't happen. But very, very well could. As long as they drew in something different.
Here's my deal about the Royals, though.
Okay.
Is you cannot have another 3 years of 100 losses.
Mm.
You will lose a ton of fans. And people that just don't care.
Fandom comes and goes just like that.
It does. But another 3 years, you're going to lose out on a lot, though.
Yes.
Nothing brings about fans like winning.
Or a new stadium.
Winning brings it more than a stadium does.
It's true. I'm just saying.
Is it?
Attendance will go up for the first 3 years. Statistical proven throughout all of baseball.
Statistical proven.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And then after 3 years, it goes.
The cliff.
the cliff diving. Have now worn off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of that, though, too, is that local fans or national fans? Fans all the matter. That first 3 years.
It's everything.
It's everything.
It's everything.
But over, if you want to get past the 3 years, though, you got to get your local fans.
Yeah, you got to keep winning. Mm. Yeah.
So, And but
or not keep winning, but at least start winning if you haven't been.
And I mean, it's not. And I told you this. This is my overarching problem with the Royals is just how they do business. As far as how they run the team, how they make decisions. I got nothing against the players. I think they have some good players. And but the way they go about things is like, what are you guys doing? Have you ever... Did you think about this? Actually, did you...
Was there a thought process?
Yeah, was there actually a thought process to this? Because, I mean, just kind of like what we're probably going to go down is the owner just... His, the word salad that comes out of his mouth with the stadiums, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
You are not helping the situation.
No.
And I think that's what's going to continue turning people off and why they have to start winning sooner than later is because you are losing at everything. If you're winning kind of the PR battle and you're still losing, people might feel bad for you or they might... But you haven't won at anything as far as, I mean,
well,
you have two really good players and that's it.
The way I look at it is falling into this, the stadium talk and John Sherman's been, the Royals and John Sherman have talked about a new stadium for a grand total of 40 hours. I'm making numbers up.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about.
No.
The Kansas City Chiefs have talked about it for a grand total of 10 minutes. And everybody's like, that makes perfect sense. I totally get where you're coming from. What? Oh, boy. You know? John Sherman, shut up. Let the Chiefs get you a new stadium because you're not going to get it.
Which is pretty much what's happening.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, it was there for a minute.
Because now it's kind of gone back again.
I was going to say, it's not looking good again. Because now it sounds like the Chiefs are trying to renege on the deal. we actually...
And in this,
we don't associate with them.
Some mega church is trying to buy the...
Star.
The Star where the Royals
they own property
build,
right next to it.
Like, I'm like, can we convolute this up anymore? John Sherman does not need your... whatever it is that you're trying to do, church, to mess this up any worse than he's already done himself.
He doesn't need any help.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Which then leads us down to the path of, if you think this is bad.
Well, that's where I was going to go next is, before we get into all the Royals problems, the A's are amazing.
And have you heard this stuff?
Yeah.
About the A's?
Well, yeah, that the mayor of Las Vegas is even like, you'll need to just stay in Oakland.
That might have been taken a little out of context.
Well, yeah.
But she still said it.
And it wasn't that far.
No.
Out of context.
No, it wasn't that far. But the cat's out of the bag. She's kind of like, maybe y'all should have stayed.
Well, and the reason why, I guess it could be considered misconstrued, but it's not misconstrued, but yet kind of is because of what's just recently gone down.
Yes.
And she's probably looking at it like exasperation.
Yes.
Like, oh, would you guys just stay where you're at? Because now we've got lawsuits. Now we've got, you can't move here because of the building, whatever. Ah, Jesus. It's more of that than it is.
Yeah.
She never wanted them there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, they've still made it a clusterfuck, so. In part.
Yeah.
And part of it may be from a lack of due diligence.
And now they're... Have you heard about the lawsuit?
No.
The lawsuit's hilarious. So they are getting sued by a teachers union.
Yes.
The teachers union is saying that the Senate bill that got passed and the funds that are being used were illegally obtained to help pay for the stadium. And so now their slogan is schools over stadiums.
Where the illegal funds come into.
Well, it's Vegas, so yes, there's illegal funds.
Yeah. That's,
but
it is.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's.
So.
Are we talking casino illegal?
No.
Or are we
talking just,
Brett Favre illegal?
No, just government backhanding stuff.
Let's just say.
Behind closed door.
The money was supposed to go some.
I don't think anybody died.
It's Brett Favre illegal.
Yeah. So basically what happened...
Misappropriation.
Yes.
Of funds.
Yeah. So Oakland...
In a nutshell.
This is what's pathetic. So Oakland needed $1 million to put their stadium plan in front of Congress. On a vote.
Vote.
Okay.
They couldn't come up with the money.
That's like us not being able to come up with $100 for our bar tab on Sunday.
So
yes.
Yeah, so instead
you look at us, should happen. Should be able to do that.
Yeah. So instead of doing that, the politicians in Vegas or in Nevada just kind of fast-track this thing without any votes.
Yes.
Utilizing
funds.
Funds from maybe kids.
Specifically, maybe a school lunch
maybe
program.
Maybe a school lunch program.
Kids don't need it. Oh my God.
That's the funniest part. They know exactly where it came from.
And.
Whoops.
And then that's still not the end of it.
No, that's still
because they're going to tear down the.
It was $1 billion, by the way, not $1 million. $1.1 billion.
To get in front of. To get on the vote.
No, this was $1 million.
No, this is to get a ballot.
Oh, okay.
The ballot.
This was just to get on the ballot.
Yeah.
To pay for
financing for the balance of roughly 1.1. Okay. Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm guessing so. I don't know.
If you're reading something,
I'm skimming this article. Okay. So go ahead.
So then, what's the name of the casino that they're tearing down?
It was the Tropicana.
Was it the Tropicana? Yeah.
It was named something else, but it's the Tropicana.
Yeah. So they're tearing it down because that thing was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It needed to go. Everybody's happy, except for now they can't build on that property now.
Why?
Because of the lawsuit that says now that you can't do anything because we're suing
lawsuit.
because now you can't build.
Well, they can't build because of that.
So remember,
you gotta put this through a vote. You can't just fast track this.
Right. I was just reading. They tried to sue to get it to on a ballot.
And apparently, this is something. This is a sidebar, and I'm not sure where this is coming from. This could just be some made up bullshit, but it does make sense to me.
I don't know. It's probably true. Given everything else,
they're saying that they want a dome stadium. Or at least, dome, but maybe retractable.
Yeah,
yeah.
That it is impossible to build a retractable or dome stadium on 9 acres.
Oh, really?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay.
So they're saying that there's hiccups in this.
The plans.
On this, yeah. And then, meanwhile, the whole entire time, the owner of the A's are going, "Done deal. We got her." We're out. Fuck you, Oakland. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on, you cocksuckers. You know, and that's what he's doing as he's walking out the door and then all of a sudden...
Such colorful language.
And then all of a sudden Vegas is like, stop.
Time out.
What?
What? I just told them.
And so then he's like, hey, you know, I was just joking. I didn't mean all the mean things that I said earlier.
I know what I said, but I didn't mean those.
Can we hang out here another 4 or 5 years? 4 or 5 years. Or 5, 6, 7 years. 8 years. I don't know. Something, you know. Some time. No, you got until 2024 and you're out the door. All right. Cool. Utah.
Yeah. I remember that now.
You got
a place?
Kind of cool new minor league stadium. Can we hang out there? And we don't know. So there's a half a dozen options that I've heard. None of them make any fucking sense to me.
No.
After 2024, everything is cool.
Yes.
For every team in baseball, nothing, you have to worry about anything in 2024. But after that, I heard that they might be a traveling team only.
They're going to win 25 games.
I heard that they're going to disband them for 4 years.
The fuck?
And just wait until the stadium gets built and then they'll
be pop, an expansion team?
And then they'll just pop back up again as the A's.
No, I say fuck that. The league needs to tell them, no, you're not going to Vegas.
I heard that they're going to Utah.
They'll be the Utah A's. The Utes.
For, yeah, whatever time frame that would take. And okay. Now that they are not getting a... They're not even going to start putting a shovel on the ground now for a stadium in Vegas.
Nope.
What? This is a clusterfuck.
So, that's why I do say this.
To put it mildly.
Whenever we look at John Sherman and the Royals...
It could be worse.
It could be worse, my friends.
Could be the A's.
It could be the A's. All we got to deal with is, like, Frank White. And John Sherman that didn't know what he's talking about half the time, but he just talks anyway. This is... There's three or four states involved in Oakland A's.
And they might not even exist for 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The fuck?
They don't have anywhere to play. No. At least the Royals do.
Yeah. Yeah, the Royals are good for, what is it, 2030? And that's because I think the Chiefs are in the same boat, aren't they?
Yeah.
Both of them are. Yeah. Is it 2030 and then...
I think it's 2030.
And then there's even options on that too, I believe.
It's not a final...
Yeah, it's like 2030, they have to go to another...
Something.
They have to find someplace else to go because they're done.
Yeah.
I still think there's even...
Yeah, I think they can get like a 2-year extension or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like I heard that. But I cannot say that that's correct or not. But.
I just know that the Royals are not... Their final date isn't necessarily 2030. It's,
yeah.
It can go...
And it's definitely not 2025.
No. They got a few years to figure all this out.
Yeah. Kansas City at least has not... The Royals and the Chiefs have at least not done this. Pissed off a whole entire city.
Yeah.
And then asked for forgiveness.
Hey, can we come back?
Royals, it's just the process is...
Can
just...
we do a month-by-month lease?
Yeah.
Yeah, month to month. I know we're a $1 billion business.
And we'll promise we'll put money into the team.
Yeah. We won't suck.
Because that's the other thing that people are worried about is with all the question marks up in the air with Oakland, what if it gives you an incentive to spend any money on this team?
They're going
to
be a minor league team.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's...
no joke, the three of us could be suiting up.
Let's do it.
I'm in. They might have like the tryouts.
It's going to be beer league tryouts.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the TCU women's basketball team. You heard about that, right? Because of injuries, they actually put out a notice to the student body and did open. They had to forfeit 2 games, one of them against K-State, because they did not have enough players to field a team.
Oh no, I did not hear about that.
Yeah. Wow.
But that is college.
Though. I know. I'm just...
We're talking about a $1 billion business.
Major League Baseball, yeah.
Not college.
Yes.
Of where just some weird shit happened.
Right.
And now,
freaky things.
Yeah. That... are kind of outside. No. We're talking about a billion dollar
business. You almost have to try to fuck up this much.
Yes. For women, yeah. For a women's basketball team, it's like,
okay,
bad luck.
It made
sucks.
It made national news, but that was for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's...
We're talking about billion-dollar businesses that can't get their shit together.
Yeah.
And where's the MLB in all this?
Yeah.
Well, that was my thing is on both of this, and this is why I think I'm not trying to compare it too much to the NFL because they kind of operate different ways in a sense, but I think this is why the NFL takes a little more initiative with stadiums and puts some money into it because they don't want what's about to happen. They don't want a team that's going to have to be a traveling team or going to get disbanded or... But it's kind of like... Tom, we all know, like, that chain restaurant. And you're like, I know corporate's going to come down someday and shut these motherfuckers down.
Right.
Because they ain't doing it. When's MLB going to do that? When are they going to step in and say, all right, this is enough. We've had enough. You've been at the helm here. We're now going to take over.
And, you know, what makes this even worse, in my personal opinion, is... Baseball desperately wants to expand.
Yeah.
And they want to add two more teams. But they can't do a goddamn thing until the Oakland A's situation has been resolved. And the Tampa Bay Rays.
Why? And here's one thing I'm curious about. So why is it, with all this clusterfuck shit that's going on, did I have to Google who the owner is? Why isn't MLB just ripping his name through the fucking mud on TV every week?
His last name's Fisher.
John Fisher.
John Fisher. Yeah, it's out there.
Well, I'm just saying the league should be saying it every chance it gets.
No offense, Tom. I'm not sure how active you are in the baseball stuff right now.
Yeah.
Because you're
kind of focused. Yeah. A little tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's there.
Scott's right. I've seen it come up a couple times
about
him and
his net worth's $2.4 billion.
I don't know if the league is ripping him, but I also don't know if that's the right move.
I'm not sure that the league is so much as the reporters.
Yeah,
and, you know, media.
League should be.
Yeah,
league should be distancing themselves.
Did the NFL really rip Schneider?
Well, they got him out.
Yeah.
But did they rip him?
No. Because
they did. They forced him to sell.
Well, but you don't...
But did they publicly go, this guy's a fucking idiot and he needs to go?
Yes, they forced him to sell.
That was after the fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before, no.
I mean, you're going to use some couth to...
Well, yes. I'm not saying they need to come out and say, this fucking retard has screwed this all up. And John Fisher, no, there needs to be more of, John Fisher needs to figure this out.
That's kind of what they're saying, but...
But I think they need to do more.
But they need to be a little more proactive in this.
Yes.
And that is the one thing that is kind of bugging me about this whole thing. And after I talked to you about it and saw some of the other stuff about it, it's like, you guys want to expand. But yet you got... Tweedledee and Tweedledum that are fuck-assing around.
Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
And you're going to go do anything about it?
How are you going to...
You are stopping your own progress.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to get two more?
That, by the way, I think is a terrible idea. Anyway, but that's beside the fact.
Which part?
Expansion.
Oh, you think it's a terrible idea?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I fucking hate it.
I don't disagree with you,
but that's a totally different topic for a totally different day. This is what you want, and these two knuckleheads are in your way, and you won't do anything about it.
But I think
that's my yeah.
But I think that's a good point,
with
though.
MLB, yeah.
With the expansion, is like you can't get these two guys to fall in line. How are you going to get two more owners to fall in line and expand this thing?
Right.
Because you can't get this shit figured out. How are you ever going to get two more teams to expand and get it figured out? So, I mean, I think that is a good point, because...
Well, and you go and you look at basketball, you look at football, you look at hockey. We don't... Tom, maybe you can speak more for hockey, because you do follow it. But let's just pretend, like, for example, any one of those leagues mm-hmm. are looking to expand. And then you got one team that's just kind of... They're goof-assing around, trying to get a new stadium built. But they also might move. But they also might stay.
You mean like the Penguins did to the city of Kansas City?
A little bit.
A couple decades ago.
A little bit. But what do you think the response would be from the NFL or the NBA or the NHL if this situation just continues to brew and fester and start just making your product look
kind of
bad?
Yeah. I think they would have a meeting with him, and honestly, I think they would step in.
Yeah, I think they would step in, and I think you're part of the point you're making without maybe even realizing it is that it would be more closed door than out in the public. But yeah, they would be stepping in.
I know the NFL would. We all know that because they've done it before. I mean, they've
you know that that Oilers to Titans
to Tennessee, yeah.
Got a little, but they handled it well. There was a few hiccups involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
When the Titans did move to Tennessee, they didn't have a stadium.
No,
I
mean they did.
What
but
about
it
when
was
the Browns moved to
Baltimore?
To Baltimore. That I mean, was, that's
that
where the league came in.
That was ugly, too.
That was ugly, and the league came in and said, look, you can move, but you're not taking the name, you're not taking the records, you're basically a new franchise.
It was only ugly with the city. It wasn't ugly nationwide.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I guess that's true with the Rams, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was ugly with the city, but everyone knew why the Rams were pissed.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the city didn't want to... What's wrong with our downtown?
Yeah.
Well, we want some help to fix some things around here. Eh, it's fine. No, it's a shit.
Well, it's St. Louis.
We
of
spent too much money.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Rams, but we already spent too much money on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
We just built them a new stadium. We don't have any more money for a new stadium for you guys.
Yeah. All right, fine. We'll go to LA.
All right, we're gone. And LA
it
is
actually
like,
worked.
Oh, and LA is like, oh yeah, we just happen to have a stadium ready for you.
No, yeah.
So
that helps.
There was no,
which I actually think he paid for.
What, the new one?
Mm-hmm. The new one, yeah.
I think Kroenke paid for it. I don't think LA put a whole lot. I think they paid
they,
for
they,
the infrastructure
paid for some of it. But
I think they paid for some of the infrastructure mm-hmm. and some of it, but mm-hmm. I think he put up a large.
Yeah. But yeah, it just seems like things. I still think probably that Houston to Tennessee thing was probably one of the uglier ones, and it never got ugly. And that was the only reason why it got ugly is because there really wasn't any place for the now Houston Texans. God damn it, I keep saying Texans. The Oilers / Titans. Thank you.
Titans.
To go.
Yeah.
Because they were the Oilers for a little while they were in Tennessee, and they were kind of floating around a little bit until something more stable happened, and it just didn't have a, it kind of had a stinky thing, but they moved.
Got it done.
It was done.
It happened.
Yeah.
And now they're getting another new stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that's the thing is, well, I guess we'll find out how some of these other leagues are going to respond, because the NHL, they want to expand again,
mm-hmm.
which their new expansion team, the Kraken, has taken off and been perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's actually got off to a real good start.
And the Vegas Knights have been great. That might have worked out too well.
kind of going back to what you said with the Penguins did to Kansas City.
Yeah,
that's been pretty commonplace. Every league for years and years.
No, I know.
If you don't build us a new stadium, we're leaving.
And then they actually start holding negotiations so they can make it look like they will.
Kind of like Buffalo was doing a little bit.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I can't still hate the Penguins for doing that.
Sure. No, it's fine. You got every right to do that.
Okay.
I don't
thank you
for
that. I appreciate the validation.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
I don't think that's the problem.
Well, we got one here when the Kings left. That fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like 9 when they left, so I don't really recall it that well.
There was some bitterness.
It was like 85.
There was
a
bitterness here. The Kings.
Yeah.
And it was a different owner or landscape in the NBA at that time, too.
But weren't they still taped?
Yeah, and they kind of quit spending money, the ownership promised they were not leaving Kansas City,
right?
And that they were going to do everything they can to put a winning product out there, and slowly but surely the payroll kept going down. And then all of a sudden, like literally the day after the season's over, it's like, oh. Yeah, we're moving to Sacramento.
Peace out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Despite the bitterness, they did it without any real complications of the move.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was no lawsuits and 3 states involved and all that.
It's also a different time. That was almost 40 years ago.
It was. No.
I mean, because think back to obviously, I don't remember this. I've just seen stories and stuff about it, but the Colts moving in the middle of the night to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Or leaving Baltimore to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
That was shady.
How much shady shit, how many lawsuits and shit would there have been over that nowadays?
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
It would have been...
That would be ugly nowadays.
Yeah, until Oakland's debacle, that was probably one of the biggest debacles in all of sports as far as a moving of a team.
Which made it even more ironic.
And it wasn't even that big of a debacle. It was just more bitterness than it was.
They were just like, we're out.
Like you said, lawsuits.
Well, and then...
Where are we going to play?
Even more ironic when Baltimore did that to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to Tom's point, it was different times too. Mm-hmm. We didn't have those teams weren't making as much money as they do now, and they weren't pulling in business like they are now for cities and stuff. And and cities didn't have as big of commitments as they do now.
I guess maybe this is changing the subject a little bit, but I wonder what your guys' opinion is on this: is with new stadiums getting built. No matter what it is, NFL, baseball, hockey, basketball, there's more of a reliance now on the suites.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that,
You're kind of... these sports arenas, I'll just call it that as a whole, a generic description of it, are really trying to squeeze the middleman out, or the little guy. The three of us... In 5-10 years, do you really think we'll be able to afford a ticket to a Chiefs game?
Well, and here's the thing. I have experienced this firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I've talked about it on here before. My family has had season tickets to the Chiefs since 1964. Right? When I had one of those tickets for a few years, we were on the club level. That middle level where you got to show your ticket to get in. That was before the remodel. When they announced the remodel and what they were doing to the club level, we were out. We couldn't do that. And we went down from 7 tickets to 2 because so many of my aunts and uncles were like, fuck them. And we can't afford that shit.
And that's been working on 10, 12, 13 years now?
Let's see here. I had worked more like 15.
Is it been 15 years now?
I think so.
2008, right?
Yeah, which would be 16 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Time gets away. But because I was reading an article about this, because it was in conjunction with the A's, but it was an overarching thing of sports, that they don't really want us going to these games anymore. They want us to watch it on TV. They want people that have big money to go to the games. Because that's the best way to make your profits.
Probably.
Is food and rich drink. People going to the rich, you know, to the expensive games, and you and me sitting at home
watching
the game, because we're still giving them money, even though it's not direct.
Yeah.
It's still indirectly, because when we go to Hy-Vee, well, and they're sponsored by the Chiefs.
Yeah. There's a big reason for that, because the common fan, when they go to these things, they only spend probably like 20, 30 bucks in food and drink. Well, that doesn't really cover all the costs. You have to get a ton of people to do that. Well, if you get your high spenders and then you can charge packages and stuff, and then you can...
Well, we've discussed this before. I'm not sure if we did it on podcast or not, but stadiums are shrinking.
Yes, and they will continue to.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
They want the ticket to be more
valuable.
Mm-hmm. It's harder to get. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, would leave guys like us kind of out of the loop.
Yes.
Potentially. Something else that they... owners of teams have kind of caught on to now, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but like the ticket masters, ticket what do you call those, stub hubs,
the
secondary resale market,
the teams now they don't care if you buy the ticket last minute anymore. They don't want the ticket to go down in price anymore. Because it used to be, it's like, if you wait till, like, 0 hour, maybe you can get it for, like, $100 less than whatever.
No.
Not anymore.
No. I would say...
I think it's still possible, but it's starting to change.
I would say that's kind of been a practice for a little while. Because I've seen that for some time now. Is like, maybe I'll buy a ticket closer to game time and stuff, and
It's not making any difference anymore.
Sometimes it does, but it's like $20.
They would
like,
rather have the empty seat.
Yeah, they'd rather be empty than sell it. Yep. And there's a few reasons for that, too. Because these teams now, they do a cost of per square foot and people. So, if for you to sit in your seat, you're going to cost them $50 because of you parking, trash, water. All the utilities you're going to use while you're there, that's how much it's going to cost them.
Yep.
And so they have to make all that money back at least.
It's all algorithms now, and what is the best...
Well, you got bean counters that break all this shit down.
What's the best way to make a profit?
Yeah.
I mean, and an empty fucking seat
is gonna
will make them more money than having one of our three butts in it.
Yes.
And it's just, and it, this is not a baseball problem.
Oh,
it's not a hockey problem. It's all sports.
It's America, you
know,
problem.
You know the
You
know the biggest problem it is in is NBA.
Just the average arena only holds, would they even hold 20?
Probably not. Probably 18.
18?
Yeah.
So you're already talking about a tough ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you build a new arena now, well, you're probably still going to be at 18,000, but most of those are going to be suites, luxury suites, and
well,
high dollar.
How big's the new Maryland one going to be? Remember we were talking about?
I don't know if they said.
I thought they had announced.
I'm sure they did, and I just
Washington Wizards are gonna move to Maryland.
Okay.
Or not Maryland, Virginia. Okay. They're gonna move out of Washington D.C.
Still in the metro.
Yeah.
It'd be like if they moved to Overland Park.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the New York Giants and Jets playing in East Rutherford.
Yeah. But they're moving out of Washington, D.C. because they hate that arena. And they have for, I think somebody said, like 20 years they've been trying to get out of that thing. But they can't. They've never found anybody to take them until now. And B, the crime is so high there that they are sick of it.
And wasn't there a hockey?
A hockey team's going with them. Yeah, a hockey team's going with them too. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which hockey team.
Washington
Senators, right?
No, that's
Ottawa.
Capitals. Capitals.
There you go.
Yeah, Washington Capitals. Hmm. Yeah, they're gonna go to Virginia. They're gonna build like some huge complex too. It's gonna cost a couple. $1 million.
But then just piggybacking off of our original conversation, no problems.
No, it's been.
It's there. This well, is where I mean, we're going. We're going to plant this here.
Still in the same metro.
What the Royals trying to do.
Yeah, valid point. I actually caught myself like mid sentence there going, well, that's exactly the fucking problem that started this whole conversation, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well done.
Well, Chicago. The White Sox.
Chicago.
They're trying to get a new stadium.
Didn't they get one not too?
It's 20 some years old now. Yeah. So yeah,
the new Comiskey. I remember when they moved from old Comiskey.
20,000.
They've already got the land.
So this one's going to.
They know where they're going. All they got to do is just make.
Oh, that's a step or that's a couple dozen steps ahead of the Royals.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 70-acre campus. With a 20,000 seat arena, and both teams will have practice facilities, and there will be a 6,000 seat performing center.
Performing arts center along with it. Okay.
So it's going to be this huge fucking thing that's going to be, and they're going to have obviously hotels, restaurants, bars, all
well,
and shit.
Go on.
Well, hell, it's going to have sports about damn near all.
Year round.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, considering both hockey and basketball run like all October to June.
There's only about 3 months off for basketball anyway.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah.
I don't know what the hockey's the same.
Hockey's like October to June.
Yeah.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then there's with the expansion stuff, I just read something where Portland. This ownership group for a new baseball team just bought a golf course.
Hmm.
That's a lot of land.
It is going to be the biggest land mass for a baseball-only stadium in America.
Hmm. Portland is that? Never mind. Where the homeless meth heads are going to live too, I had to say.
I know, right? Well, you do laugh, but there could be, you know...
That could be an issue there.
Yeah, it could. But they are that serious about trying to get a baseball team.
Huh. Well, yeah, that's an effort. The Portland Royals.
No, that's not funny. The Portland A's have a way better ring to it.
You're right. I agree. I agree. Portland A's.
So that big one in Virginia is going to cost $2
billion. Okay.
And they're going to...
So the thing that I'm coming back to, though, is if they're kind of squeezing us out, then why should we be paying for any stadium?
I've never understood public funding. Public funding for private gains just makes sense to me.
I mean, with that being said, I'm not.
I mean,
I know you guys, and I don't care, but the Chiefs. If you're going to give one of these two teams, the Royals or the Chiefs, a new stadium, everybody in Kansas City is going to vote for the Chiefs.
Yes, that would win in a
landslide. How many of those people are still going to be fucking left out?
No, oh, yeah.
To go.
Well, and I think that's why, and I mean, I'm trying to look at the future of this too. This is why I think some of these things are going to be better when they're big complexes like this, because you're going to have outdoor theaters or performing arts centers. You're going to have different restaurants and bars and stuff where even the common Joe man can go to and enjoy too and stuff. And
you just can't go to the game.
You may not be able to go to the game. But
you can, but you can't afford it. Is what I should say. Because they're not going to ban people.
And kind of like what they did in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Bucks, they built like a Paramount Light where you can watch it outside of there and it's still like a whole experience and stuff. And I think that's kind of the way things are going. And I think that's how cities are also going to compete with this, of keeping teams, but also keeping the public happy, but also making sure they make their money back, too, in the form of tax dollars.
So, is that worth your guys' tax money?
Possibly. Because at the same time, if you build these complexes, they do create a lot of jobs. And they do generate a lot of revenue for cities and stuff to do other things.
Because even like with the Chiefs making the Super Bowl, even though it's being played in Las Vegas, the windfall for Kansas City is still there. Financially.
Well, so. And especially these NFL stadiums, we're getting the FIFA World Cup in a lot of these.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to bring a lot of money to a lot of these cities. I mean, the World Cup is going to bring a lot of money to Kansas City.
Wait, how much are we going to spend on it, though?
How much are we going to spend on it? I don't think that much.
Because that's what they were just talking about.
No, there's a fair amount. Part of the expansion of the
stadium.
No, trolley.
Was part of it.
But that also
$35 million expansion.
Benefits the community because it's public transportation.
Right. So, I mean, is it that it's spurring action or...
I don't know. I don't want to speak for that because
that's kind of
a chicken and the egg type of conversation.
Because I was highly confused about this because I think it was Monday. There was some kind of announcement, and all of a sudden, the radio and TV were just talking about World Cup, World Cup, World Cup. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? I heard there was an announcement about we're getting specific amount of teams. We still don't know who. There's some specific amount of teams.
Four group play games and one quarterfinal, something like that.
There's going to be six teams.
There's going to be six games. It's going to be four games.
Group play,
and then one qualifying.
I thought it was quarterfinal.
It's a quarterfinal, and then there's another.
Yeah.
There's one more. After whatever's after the group play.
But it's nice to get that many games.
Yeah.
Shortly after they explained that part, they also then said how much money the fucking Kansas City still needs to spend to get things where it needs to be. And it was not $100 million.
Oh, I bet not.
You know,
I bet
it was way higher than that.
I bet it was a lot. But my point is, though, is you're going to get a shit ton of people to fly in to Kansas City, stay in hotels, spend money, things like that.
The only thing I worry about is you get maybe into the Olympics.
The Olympics I have an issue with because you build things for sports that never get used again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we're talking about a soccer field, not a...
But, you know, I'm using it.
Talking about Arrowhead getting used in June.
Yeah. it's going to be...
With how many millions of renovation for that?
Oh, the football stadium, not much.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a bit.
To renovate...
Not to renovate, but to change it to the way soccer standards.
Yeah.
They're taking seats out. They got to...
Yeah.
They're doing... Okay. I don't know what they got to do.
Well, yes, they've got to take some seats out, but it's like what was covered up during 2020. So, during the COVID, you know, it's not that much.
When I say renovation, I mean renovation to make it a soccer.
I still don't think it's that much.
You don't think so?
So, yeah, they're getting...
I mean, it costs money. Don't get me wrong. Everything costs money.
Group play matches, a round of 32 match, and a quarterfinal.
Yeah, round of 32. That's, I think they call qualifying match or something.
Yeah, right? Because you go from the group to round of 32.
And then
yeah.
Your quarter.
So that's actually really good.
So we're going to be one of eight cities that have a quarterfinal match. It's kind of a big deal.
It is.
You're gonna have a ton of people here trying to get a ticket and go.
Yeah,
to...
and you're gonna have a ton of people here just trying to get from the airport to goddamn downtown.
Yeah, you will.
Because there will not be any public transportation outside of Uber or rental cars.
We suck
from the airport to downtown. By the time that happens,
well, no, because no. Most cities have that because the airport's actually in the city. Not in Iowa.
Touche.
So what you're saying is I need to be an Uber driver in 2026.
and Airbnb.
Oh, shit.
Between the two?
Yeah, you'll probably... Yeah,
hey, you got some empty space here.
Right. All right.
Yeah, just rent out your hopefully, couple bedrooms to some Czechoslovakian
or
something.
Swiss, you know.
Some hot South American.
Brazilian?
Sure, whatever, yeah.
Those Brazilians, man, they should spend some money.
Yeah.
I bet you they pay you like $250 a night.
Shit, maybe this will be profitable, at least for me.
See, that's the thing I'm talking about, though, of like, there will be people that do that. They will rent out their rooms.
No, there will be, but you know, I'm not sure if what I'm hoping for. I don't know that the infrastructure price tag will not be as much as what we profit from.
Oh, and I understand that. That's always a risk.
Or is it almost a break even? Or
no, I think more than break even.
I think
I agree, but it's time will tell.
Yeah, I agree, but. But my deal is I feel like the city has done a good job, specifically our city, of when we get events, we usually make money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know some people are complaining about the draft, but no. I think...
Well, who complained about the draft?
There was some local businesses that felt like they should have made more than they did.
Really?
Yeah. No, but there are also some businesses that made cash cows, so... Yeah. I mean... So it kind of sounded like it depended on who you were, but like the draft was an overall success, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
but it wasn't a very costly.
No, the NFL
event to put on either.
And no, because the NFL paid for it.
So by the way, the updates to Arrowhead actually started last year during the off season.
Okay,
they've already started, and it does involve removing some permanent seats on the lower bowl. On the lower part that were replaced with temporary seats.
Are you reading this, or are you reading or looking at porn and then just bring shit up out of your hands?
Fucking Fox 4 KC.
I don't know. I just
dumb
saw this blonde chick that just—it's
a freaking ad
eating a cheeseburger.
Kansas City restaurant
in
named best burger in the U.S.
In a very sexy sort of way. And I'm like,
that's what you focus
on.
Why couldn't
stop looking at the Hardee's girl?
My God,
if that's what she is, I don't know.
Good Lord.
What you're looking at over there, buddy?
I'm reading this story talking about how it's
going to
be.
See, okay, and this leads me down to with the Royals, though. That's where I struggle with baseball, because what else can baseball stadiums be used for? Big events, I'm talking.
Well, I've had some concerts there recently.
Okay.
That's about it. You're right. There's not much more than that.
Okay.
The renovations to Arrowhead alone
because
is $50
million. This is where I struggle with baseball, is because... basketball and hockey arenas can be used for concerts and all kinds of other things.
Much like the one we just went to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's even some cities that use them for like high school graduations and things that benefit the community even. And football stadiums, they use them for all kinds of things too. Concerts, soccer, international events, because they're big enough for international. But baseball stadiums don't seem to get that kind of traction.
Well, Let me, because I might be wrong on this, but what do you think gets utilized more? That something is going on in that particular stadium, Kauffman or Arrowhead?
What gets utilized more?
Yeah. Or is it break even?
Arrowhead.
Because we got 81 games compared to 8 or 7, depending on, well, I guess maybe 12. If you go to the playoffs and you get home, you got, what, a couple spring training, or not spring training, but preseason games. And then you get a couple concerts in there.
What is there, 8 concerts a year?
Maybe something like that. Maybe you throw in a Monster Jam.
Yeah, you got the Monster Truck.
Monster Trucks.
That's a 3-day thing.
What else you got?
One point in time, they tried to do WrestleMania there, but I don't think... No, not an Arrowhead, though.
But normal, though.
Yeah.
Regular days, but okay. What about average attendance at those things? That matters more than the number of events, or as much as the number of events, because what was the Royals' average attendance for their 81 home games last year?
14, 16?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I even...
It was right under 20, I thought. Somewhere around there.
Okay. I don't think I really even heard to even give you my opinion on it.
And I'm not...
It wasn't great. I'll give you that.
I'm going to do some math in here.
Well, now you got to remember, KU's going to play Arrowhead.
Still a long way from 81.
No, you're right. But also...
1.3. Remember
1.3.
I'm mathing here.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, how much did that Taylor Swift concert bring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That attendance will be... Well, sold out. So that's the...
Twice or...
Yeah. Two nights.
Two nights. Yeah.
Yeah. So... you're right. As far as the amount of days... But what I'm not trying to look at just these two. I'm trying to look at as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jerry's World. Because
I'll tell you, Sprint Center puts both stadiums to shame.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Basketball stadiums and hockey stadiums are not even fair.
Yeah, it's not even fair.
But Jerry's World, I'm pretty sure it gets used about every weekend for something. And probably a couple times a week, every week. And well, I would bet
that now that the Rangers have the stadium that they have, how many times will they be used? Because now it's just a closed stadium.
I don't know.
Because you're 100% right. That old stadium they had was probably not getting utilized nearly as much as what Jerry's World was.
Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't. It's too goddamn hot for anybody to sit out in the blistering sun to do anything.
Because right. Jerry's World, they even have high school football, mm-hmm. college football.
But now that they've got a dome stadium or a retractable roof stadium.
But what could you ideally play in there or do in there?
I don't know.
Yeah. I guess that's more of what I'm...
There's so much room for activities.
Thank
you. It's like karate.
But yeah, I don't have the answer to that because we're not down there, so we...
It
might be used every day. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be empty right now. I have no clue.
Yeah. And that's what's weird, too, is because, like, T-Mobile Center here is, like, beating both of them, but they don't have an anchor tenant, so they can just rent it out to anybody.
Yeah. And... I've heard both sides of this, too, which is odd. I've heard that they are dying to get somebody, anybody, in there on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've heard they do not want anybody in there on a regular basis because now Garth Brooks can't play there 3 straight nights and sell out.
Yeah.
Or 7 straight nights, whatever. He's some crazy amount.
Yep.
Because now all of a sudden you got to shut him down because the hockey team has to play that night, or basketball mm-hmm. team, or whatever. So I don't know what the answer is there.
I don't know.
But, I mean, if you're talking about usage and usage only, and your math must not have came up well. 'Cause you didn't
it was fair. Well, is pretty close to even, I'd say, for number of people. If the Royals averaged 16,000, and then just figuring like sellouts for Chiefs games and then the big concerts, it's pretty close to even for the number of people. So
it may not matter.
Yeah. So who's
yeah.
So
it might be the same.
it was pretty close to even.
So and then if you got, you know, years like 14 and 15 when we were actually a good team.
Right.
Maybe they outdo Arrowhead.
Maybe. And there might be years where Arrowhead has a couple more events than they, you know, like some college football or something like that. Then they get up the numbers there too. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably. I mean, that's probably the thing. You'd have to really dive into.
It takes a lot more than my minor mathing on my phone.
Yeah, but you get into at least a ballpark. No pun intended there, but. you got some numbers to kind of wiggle around with.
I do agree with you though. If it's a dome, though, a lot more options. You can do a lot more. It's endless then of what you could do. And that's part of
year-round, yeah.
That's part of with the Royals too though. I think some people are like, why are we not making this a dome? Because or at least a retractable roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and the problem lies with the Arrowhead too.
It does.
Why come we're not thinking about retractable or dome or
no, it, that is true. Whatever. Too. Yeah.
Just instantaneously. You're losing out on a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Without batting an eye, without thinking about anything else, instantaneously, no Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you there. So, yeah. And that's probably the end of the day. They probably both need to change.
Yeah. Because the Royals can't be guaranteed a World Series.
No.
But they can be guaranteed an All-Star game. And that thing was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all those are, even the Pro Bowl still had a shit ton of people show up out there.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Where was it at this year? Was it then in Miami again? Or?
Orlando.
Orlando, right?
Orlando.
Yeah, I think it's Orlando. I want to say.
Yeah. I don't. It was
Florida.
I think they've actually found a format that they can actually. People can have some fun with and
actually watch and enjoy.
Yeah,
because it did look like it was pretty packed actually for the first time in a while. I don't know, I haven't paid attention outside of this year, but it is what it is.
But so, Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida,
is that UCF?
I know UCF is Florida, is Orlando.
I think it's Orlando.
Or is that South Florida? No,
South
have to
Florida
be,
is...
That'd be down in... That'd be in Miami?
Close, but not... No.
Yeah. I mean that...
I think Central Florida is...
Orlando?
I think so.
Is there Orlando?
Well, Camping World Stadium used to be the Citrus Bowl.
Like one of those teams, like Florida International or Florida Atlantic, is like Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
Florida Atlantic, Fort Lauderdale, Florida International is Miami.
Okay.
Because I remember when they had that big fight with the University of Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of what the
I
reason
do remember
they
that.
Said
that was cool.
Part of the reason they said that is because they're like 12 miles apart from each other.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
In city rival.
Yes.
Not. In state, but in city.
Good grief. All right. You ready to cap this?
Yeah, probably so.
All right.
I guess one last thing. So we're all voting yes.
For what?
Stadium.
Probably.
Yeah.
I still would like him to do retractable. If that'd be my one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd hold out for that, but.
Okay.
That would be my one thing.
So what the Royals have done has swayed you enough to go, or is it just because the Chiefs are involved?
Oh, no. I know. I don't care that the Chiefs are involved, because I think no matter what, they'll figure that out. It's not... But, I mean, no matter what, I was more towards... leaning towards getting it anyways. No matter what they did. Because at the end of the day, we still have one of the 30 teams in the nation.
So nothing that the Royals or the Chiefs or anything else has done...
Not really. I mean...
swayed you.
Because at the end of the day, that's great you signed Bobby Witt, but I want to see some winning, not just...
They've done some stuff that actually gives encouragement that, like I said, they're trying. There's an effort, which we have not seen in a while.
Yep.
And now I just don't have to listen to Dayton Moore's stupid vision that doesn't seem like it was ever going to work.
Yeah. It was pretty distant.
Worked for the Rangers.
This one seems a little more...
Yeah, I don't think he had a thing to do with that.
Yeah.
I know. I really wish Matt was here for me to say that, too.
I know, right? He's the only one that's very bitter about that.
Yeah.
I know. That would have been great. Damn it, Matt.
This vision seems a lot more within reach.
Yes.
Of, okay, I kind of see where you guys are going and doing. Some of Dayton Moore stuff is like, I mean, if it works, it's probably going to be great. But once it fails, it's going to be a colossal failure.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's kind of who he was, too, though. It's either going to be great or it's going to be awful. And it was mostly awful.
It was mostly awful.
Yeah.
We had some great moments in there and great times.
But I will say that at least Matt and I agreed on this, and this is before we started podcasting. And Tom, you probably were talked about this with Matt as well. But after they won that 15 World Series... I didn't really give a shit what Dayton Moore did.
No.
At least 3 to 4 more years. And then maybe in that fifth year, it's like, okay, let's start.
Can we do something?
Getting better.
Other than 100 losses. Than
100 losses. Yeah. Yeah. Because I really did not care.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't win them. World Series and then just go right into 100 loss, which I know he didn't, but kind of felt that way in a sense
because
it was pretty quick that it was right into 100 loss.
Damn
seasons.
Near,
yeah.
And it was like we can't have that significant of a drop off though either,
right?
So that was my problem with him too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So. Agreed.
Well, and he just tried to catch lightning in a bottle again, and it was like it's not really a great game plan.
No.
It was a small bottle, wasn't it?
Well, but it was going to be tough for him to do anything when he got rid of any minor leaguer that we even thought might have been good.
Yeah.
Now, the ones that we got rid of that turned out not to be very good, now you're still stuck with guys that are even worse than that.
Yes. Well, we sold our soul for that season.
We did. And,
you know what? I still no regrets.
I would do it again.
No regrets on that one.
No regrets.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is what it is.
All right. Turn off the lights.
All right. Tune in next time.
Bye-bye.